they traded Gonzo, what would he say about it?
Not much.
That's what I want to know.
Although he was mic'd up. You see, the mic'd up stuff came out on Patriots' Twitter.
I somehow saw that video. It was like 7 minutes long. I did not watch it, but
I checked out pretty early.
I can't imagine there was
much
dialogue.
All the people around Christian talking.
That's what it was. People that like were close enough to the mic who were mic'd up.
Yeah.
That's what they should change the name of it to. Yeah. People near Christian Gonzalez mic'd up.
Yeah, Mike Pellegrino. Other players on defense.
Yep, other guys on defense.
Jets offensive players.
Pop Douglas said something to him. They like high five pregame, and then that was sort of that, and then he kind of moved on.
He just wouldn't.
It was an odd choice.
It would be like, was it Vernon Davis who got cut on Hard Knocks and just like didn't have anything to say about it?
I don't remember.
They're like, he like walked into the office. They're like, Vernon, you're cut. He's like, okay, man, I got to go like talk to my grandma or something like that. It's like, okay,
cannot play with him. Yeah, cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
And the guy's hosting challenge after shows. Vernon
Davis. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Vernon Davis. Vontae Davis.
Oh, Vontae
Davis. Not Vernon Davis. Vontae Davis. I'm sorry. Vontae Davis, I believe.
They're brothers, aren't they?
Dump the Mike Singletary thing.
Are they?
I think they're real-life brothers, I believe.
Oh, well, how about that?
I think so.
Didn't know that. Yeah. I believe it was Vontae Davis. I'm sorry. Not Vernon Davis.
Got it.
Yeah, Vernon Davis hosting challenge after shows.
No kidding.
The greatest at it.
He was not, no.
But yeah, I believe it was Vontae Davis got cut and didn't have much to say about it. Or traded something along those lines. That would be Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, Vernon's the older brother of Vontae.
How about that?
Yeah, you like that?
617-779-7937. That was Burt Breer on Early Edition last night discussing some potential trades. Gonzalez, like, they're not going to trade him.
No, he said he wouldn't, but like...
Jonathan Jones, they're not going to trade him.
But anybody else at
He said
corner?
They're getting calls on KJ Osborne and Tyquan Thornton. They're getting calls on Tyquan Thornton?
No, they're not.
You could trade Tyquan Thornton for Adam Thielen?
It's Halloween, they're prank calls.
I know, I was going to say, I guess you got a prank call during the break.
I heard that.
I don't know what
Where
it was.
Where was it from?
It said Jamaica, but then the guy was like doing a fake voice.
There's no chance I'd answer that. I couldn't believe you answered that.
I love answering prank calls, or not prank calls, but like... scam people.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm in the car, I'll talk to them for 10 minutes. I'll do a voice. I'll ask them, like, how much money can I give you? Like, I'll talk to these guys forever. And they eventually get frustrated and hang up.
I heard some of it. I did hear some of that.
But Tyquan Thornton, I sort of get what he's saying about, like, oh, he's fast. It's like, okay, he's fast. Like, that's what got him in the league. He's fast. But if you're another coach around the league, you're like, oh, I could do something with that. It's like, well, Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, they couldn't. Okay. They're not offensive guys. Bill O'Brien couldn't. Okay, he is an offensive guy. Did nothing with him. Alex Van Pelt currently doing nothing with him. Like, who's going to do anything with Tyquan Thornton?
Nobody.
There's nothing that you can do there.
Nothing can be done.
Now, if you could trade Tyquan Thornton and, like, a late-level pick for somebody like Adam Thielen just to get an adult in the room, I don't mind that.
Okay, but I want Adam Thielen over Tyquan Thornton because he's a better player.
Yeah.
What? This focus on, like, getting leadership and an adult in the room... I mean, obviously their room is a mess. That wide receiver room is a mess.
Yeah, it's bad.
But I would focus on getting talent before just getting in it. Like, the problem is you have sucky receivers who also aren't adults in the room.
But if you want to see if Pop, Polk, Baker, and Booty can play, I would get rid of the other guys. But then maybe if you are going to have somebody else in, don't they need to be an adult? Because I'm not getting rid of any of those four guys.
No, not necessarily. I mean,
because you wouldn't get anything for them, so you might as well see what you have.
I don't need to keep any of them.
No, they're not untouchable. I'm just saying, like, you want to at least the rest of this season see what you have in that group of receivers. And so I'm saying if you get rid of Tyquan Thornton, great. But if you want to bring somebody back who's at least not going to be adding to the problem and maybe even being a little bit of a mentor to those guys, sure, I'll take that.
So, man, how about that? Adam Thielen for Tyquan Thornton. And I get what you're saying, not gumming up the works, but okay. I could get into that. This emphasis on getting adults in the room and leadership, that's because your coaching is so bad?
Because your
coaching is so terrible.
In part, yes.
And your roster's so bad that now you're like, middle of the season, we got to get adults in the room? That feels like too little, too late is what that feels like. And if that's their main focus at the deadline, I think it's the wrong focus. You should be trying to get talent on this team going forward so that you can build with it. I mean, that would be my goal, not just adults in the room.
My goal would be to get rid of some of these guys and some of the guys that you think have been an issue. Now's the great opportunity to get rid of them. And maybe Elliot Wolf can call and see what he can get. And honestly, maybe those calls for KJ Osborne were just like, hey, are you guys cutting him? They're like, no. They're like, all right, well, let us know when you do.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Let us be there. Yeah, let us know. But, like, just move on from some of these different players so you can free up other spots. And if anybody is a headache, be like, all right, we don't want it. Get out of here. Nobody's good enough, with the exception of Drake May and Christian Gonzalez, to really even warrant sticking around if they're bothering any. If they're like if they're not going in the right direction, like see you later. You're not good enough to even figure it out with.
So the report that Josina Anderson had yesterday,
yes,
I find to be interesting. That was Burt Breer again on NBC Sports Boston.
But you couldn't find the Josina Anderson
tweet.
Right?
I had to see this on Savage Sports. They a great job alerting me to any Josina Anderson reports. I've been blocked by Josina Anderson for a good decade.
A decade?
Whenever Michael Sam was coming into the NFL,
got it.
She had some commentary on his teammates showering with him that I mocked.
And she said, blocked!
Immediately blocked.
She said, you're blocked.
I've been blocked by Josina Anderson for a good decade.
You'll never see another one of these tweets with those eyes.
Nope, but nice try to hide it, because, the Savage Sports of the world.
That's right.
They're able to alert me to this. I'm told the Patriots are monitoring the trade market to potentially add talent at wide receiver.
Okay.
D-tackle.
All right.
Or tackle.
Tackle. Maybe tackle.
On the heels of a rousing 25-22 win.
I wouldn't use that word.
Over the New York Jets, per source. So, okay, like, I'm okay to add. What? Because you beat the Jets, you're adding? Like, you should have been looking to add to this roster because your roster blows. So, like, I don't mind them adding. I want them to add. I've been saying that for a long time. I feel like their reasoning is poor. We beat the Jets, so we're going to add. It was a rousing win, so we're going to add. We need adults in the room, so we're going to add. I don't like any of the logic behind it, but I would like them to look at adding and not just subtracting.
I get it. I just think that this team, like, you're not going to really get anything great. You know, Deontay Johnson just got traded. Like, Deontay Johnson
would have been
for nothing. I know.
For a pick swap.
So, yeah. But that's my point is, like, it seems
and that
like,
guy's not going to be an adult in the room, but I'd take him.
No, he's not, but he's talented. He's, like, the most talented guy that you
have. This is my point,
so
though.
I guess you're going back and forth. But I think they're trying to at least determine what they have in those quote-unquote top guys, or the first and second-year guys, I guess is what we should call them. So if you are committed to them, I sort of understand not bringing in somebody else that pushes them down the depth chart for 8 games, and then we still have the same questions in the offseason. Like, in the offseason, we shouldn't be talking about, like, what are you going to get? Like, is Polk worth being on the team? Like, what's Pop Douglas's role? Is, like, can he be a number 2 on this team? Or, like, do we need to get 2 guys better than him? Like, I would like to have some of those answer or questions answered by the rest of this season.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So we can add your thoughts on the trade deadline. What do they need? Talent? Adults in the room? Are they making trades because they beat the Jets? 617-779-7937. And is it about adding to this team, or are you looking to clear out some players, addition by subtraction, if you will, to free up playing time for younger players on the roster and get some of the problem guys off the team? You can jump in on the trade deadline. It's less than a week away. Meanwhile, we were looking at the schedule, Keith.
Yeah.
Not a ton of wins on there, according to you and I. We are giving them no more wins.
No, I think this is the best bet on Sunday. And
look, it's not just about the bet in Vegas, 4.5 wins. Like, a lot of you may have something riding on that.
Right.
Whether you took the over or the under, this is a significant swing game.
The coach said it.
The coach said it.
Yeah.
And so, to me, that's the important factor in this. He guaranteed they're going to win at least 5 games. If they're going to do that, they better win this week.
And it's also, you look big picture. So, it's year 1 for Jerod Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, Elliot Wolf, Drake May.
Uh-huh.
But for fans, it's year 5 post-Tom Brady.
Yeah.
For Robert Kraft, it's year 5 post-Tom Brady, where you haven't won a playoff game. Only 1 playoff appearance. A number of losing records. This is going to be another losing season. And then he looks at it and be like, all right, so last year at 4-13, it's bad enough where we fire Bill Belichick and we move on from our first round pick quarterback, but that wasn't the bottom.
No.
It got worse. So it then did. We brought in a new guy, and then they take a 4-win team and make it worse. There's not a lot of ways to make it worse from 4 wins,
no.
Right?
No. And they're trying their hardest. So games that are winnable on this, I think they have a lot of winnable games, like games I could see them winning, but I wouldn't pick them in.
Yeah.
Titans, Rams, and maybe Colts, says one texter at 37937.
Again, yeah, I think it depends on what shape the Rams are in. And then if it's Joe Flacco, I don't really. They're like a 500 team.
So, like, understand, the Rams just got better. They got Kupp and Nacua back, and they just won against the Vikings, for God's sakes, last week.
Yeah.
The Colts have Flacco in there. When Flacco's in, they're good. When Flacco's out and Richardson's in, they're bad. So that's a bad development for you. I think those games are less winnable.
Mm-hmm.
We also got a lot of text, Keith, 37937, on, your pumpkin seeds and also carving your pumpkins.
Pumpkin seeds are really good for you. That's my point.
Well, 37937, someone said the seeds make you poop.
All right. Well, a lot of food does.
That is, well,
so most food does.
Maybe it exacerbates things a little bit. Maybe
I don't know. I couldn't really speak to that.
What do you mean you couldn't speak to it?
Well, I don't know if
you're eating a lot of seeds. Well, yeah, you should be able to. Not eating the seeds. You're eating the seeds. You should be able to speak.
I'm telling you, I haven't noticed an uptick.
Oh, I see.
All I'm going to say. I'll leave it at that. All right.
Those seeds are sharp. That's another reason than not.
Oh, it's always painful for me. Always, regardless of what I'm eating.
Oh, you're saying whether it's
seeds doesn't matter. It's just always painful. That's healthy, right?
Yeah. Hey, Doc, that's normal,
it's
right?
It's a nightmare down there. No.
Also, 37937. You got to bread your pumpkin seeds?
What does that mean?
Like,
you got to bread them?
Yeah, with like breadcrumbs?
Like a cutlet?
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to egg it, like, flour it, egg it.
No,
is that what you got to do?
No, you just got to heat them up in the oven, then they're good.
That's what I always thought. I thought like you pat dry them, a little bit of salt and bake them.
But I don't
pat dry,
but
salt,
I'm saying
bake.
I don't like that. And so they're saying this is another way you could eat them. Bread your pumpkin seeds.
Nah, it seems like a lot of work.
Okay.
What else you got?
This past weekend is when you carve your pumpkin. You don't wait until the last second like I'm doing it.
Oh, okay. So we did it at the right time?
Well, I didn't. I did it last night. They're saying you should have done it last weekend. Get a little display going. Give the squirrels something to snack on. The ermine.
The ermines love it. They love everything. Those little guys. No, I think they left. I haven't seen the ermines in a while, and I wish they were still here because I think they keep like the mice at bay and some of the other little critters. Maybe even a snake. They'll take down a snake.
Yeah, it's good.
No problem.
You want to take your backyard back there.
Uh-huh.
As you can weigh in on all this, 37937. You can also dial us up, 617-779-7937. How many wins for the Patriots? What should they do at the trade deadline? We'll get to the World Series last night. Yankees finally win a game. I don't think they're rallying back from 3-0, but you didn't want to give them a game.
No, but they were trying.
Don't let them win.
And their fans were just trying.
Clark Schmidt in game 5.
Yeah.
Nestor Cortez in game 6.
And anything can happen.
Anything can happen in a game 7.
All bets are off in game 7.
But their fans really showed the worst of the worst last night.
Uh-huh.
So we'll get to them coming up.